What's up, little psychos? I'm Investigator Slater, host of the Psychopedia podcast. Psychopedia is a true crime podcast delivering raw, real, and absolutely gripping episodes every single week. I dig deep to uncover fascinating details of heinous true crime cases while exploring criminology and psychology theories. I take you into the absolute darkest corners of the human psyche, my favorite territory, and present cases like you've never heard them before. Follow and listen to Psychopedia everywhere you get your podcasts.
Hey, what's up, guys? It's Drab here. Before we get started on episode 15 of Bit Season, I want to remind you guys about Magnolia Admissions. They offer coaching on the college and law school application process for mock interviews to help with personal statements. One of our favorite P1s, Dave, we've had the pleasure to get to know him recently. He runs Magnolia Admissions, and he graduated from an Ivy League school. The guy's brilliant, obviously, and he's conducted admission interviews for over 15 years and has reviewed thousands of applications. Make sure your loved one doesn't turn into AWOD, a flame out, a nobody, somebody who couldn't get into Maryland. Visit MagnoliaAdmissions.com and mention Bit Season for a listener discount. You guys are going to love Dave and what he's doing with Magnolia Admissions. Check them out, and thanks for listening to Bit Season.
Behind the scenes, behind the glass, there's no sports. It's Matt and Matt, two producers who happen to be homies, just joining on the junkies, yeah. It's Bit Season, what a time to be alive. Bit Season, couple of regular guys, it's Bit Season, go have yourself a laugh. It's Bit Season, ha 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 ha.
Good afternoon and happy holidays from the guys at Bit Season. I'm Drab T-Shirt.
I'm Matt Valdez.
And I'm AWOD.
It's good to see you guys. It is Thursday. It's been a long week on the Junkies.
No days off for Bit Season.
I like it.
I'm in here on my week off of vacation, but Bit Season is my number one priority.
Hey, I appreciate that. You show a real dedication to the show.
Yes,
thank you. Both of you guys. I'll even throw Adam in here, even though he comes in every Thursday.
Well, when Valdez came in, JP was like, man, did you get a haircut? You look good.
Yeah, you know what?
Valdez does look good today.
He looks relaxed and rested.
I woke up. I had my coffee. I was watching the Junks while I was sipping my coffee, trying to mine for some Bit Season material. Showered in the morning. Put some product in my hair. I put on cologne because I'm envious of B. Mitch and when he wears his cologne. So I put my cologne on. And I guess I wore jeans and a regular T-shirt.
You got a windbreaker on?
I got a windbreaker on.
You look like a new man.
Thank you.
I'm actually impressed. I thought you had a different vibe about you today.
Slovenly.
You're curmudgeon, piggish self.
Piggish?
Well, piggish maybe not the right word. Sloppy.
Look, I clip my nails.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm ready to go.
A few days off is good for you.
Yeah. He looks rejuvenated.
Looks good. Looks like he's got a regular 9-to-5 job.
How do I smell?
Well, you do have a nice lingering scent about you. What is that?
This scent is Abercrombie and Fitch cologne.
Ooh,
fierce.
My favorite. I'm impressed. I knew I recognized that.
I've had this bottle since I was 16.
You know what? They still sell that cologne.
I think it's making a comeback.
I haven't been in Abercrombie in a few months, but last time I was in there, I saw the cologne bottle, and I actually wanted to buy it.
I love this smell because it reminds me of my childhood.
Right, let me tell you something.
16 was my heyday.
Hey, I smelled it before the show. Can I get another whiff right now?
Hey, Valdez better be careful. If he goes to the supermarket or something today, he's going to have a bunch of 35-year-old to 40-year-old women following him around that grocery store trying to get his number.
Yeah, it reminds me of going to the mall and walking around with your buddies and then hanging out in the parking lot afterwards.
Hey, that scent is intoxicating for people our age, Val.
I know. Because remember when
it's
you used
a
to
throwback.
Go? Yeah, when you used to go into Abercrombie, it would just smell like this. Everything smelled like this.
You know what? It reminds me of summer days in Washington State, late nights out with your women
on the lake,
on the lake, and on the river drinking some Coors Light.
Yeah, some, Boone's Farm.
It reminds me of puka shell necklaces and spiky hair.
You know what?
Cargo shorts and white tees.
Roxy. Roxy was hot.
Remember K-Swiss shoes.
Also, the belt, those black belts the girls used to wear. They had like the holes in them. Those were hot at the time. This is
You're taking me back.
I know. I want
the good old days.
I know. When biddies smell me, I want them to remember those days of three-way calling their girls at night and trying to figure out who has a crush on them.
Hey, you know what? I might steal that, Valdez. I might actually
go out. You want me to bring it in?
Yeah. No. Well, bring it in. Let me sample it. All right. See if I still like it on myself.
You know what we need? You know what we need to do?
What?
We need to find a lady around here who's our age. And see if it takes them back.
And see if, we need to go into the kitchen.
They need to be white. Well, because Abercrombie's all white.
Yeah, it's got to be a white girl. At least in my memories.
Yeah, I don't think there are many black men or women in Abercrombie.
No. Now, I think they have changed. Actually, Abercrombie's silly again. I don't know.
They still have the moose logo.
They put the moose logo on some things, but it's small. And so it's kind of like, Izod lizard or whatever it is. You know, no, the moose is nice. It's nice. But they removed Abercrombie and Fitch off everything. You know, like you couldn't buy a t-shirt from them ever without it saying Abercrombie and
down
Fitch.
Down the arms.
It's just like obnoxious. It's more just like H&M style, like bland, not bland, but just doesn't,
I didn't know
doesn't
you
have,
were such an Abercrombie expert.
I'm a fan because I've been wearing their jeans for the last 30 years.
He's just trying to flex that he can still fit into Abercrombie.
No, they upsized. They made larger sizes.
Oh, they did?
Yes. They're coming with the times.
You know what I miss about Abercrombie?
You think I didn't get pissed off going in there all those years where their sizes were 27-inch waist to 31? And I'm like, what?
Who wears 30-30s?
Yeah.
But I miss the Abercrombie sexually suggestive t-shirts. Do you remember those?
Which ones?
It would be like a regular, like non-collared, long-sleeve shirt that would say like Woody's Driving Range.
Oh, yeah.
Hit it hard at Woody's.
Hey, I'm old enough to remember the Abercrombie catalog. They got mailed to my house. They actually, I believe, had nudity in it. It had like topless girls.
No way.
I'm pretty sure.
Were you circling stuff and running to your mom and daddy going, man, I really need these sandals?
As embarrassing as it is, actually, I have a fire parka from Abercrombie that I wear all the time. You just didn't know it was Abercrombie.
Is it red?
No. That camouflage army big coat is from Abercrombie, and I love it.
I think they douse all their clothes in that cologne.
I think they do. That's part of the charm.
Yes.
Right, anyways, long story short.
Yeah, sorry.
Short story long. You smell nice.
Thank you.
You smell nice.
So he looks nice. You, on the other hand, though, you look kind of homeless today.
Well, I know I'm wearing my sweatshirt inside out, but that's my bit.
So explain that bit because it looks terrible.
Don't you know you're on camera today?
Yeah, I don't care.
Do you have a hurting logo you're hiding? Do you have a coffee stain?
Adam.
Different kind of stain.
There was an entire thread about you and how sloppy and how awful your clothes are that I wasn't even a part of all weekend long on Twitter. You are not going to shoot any arrows at me, all right?
He's the last guy to
about my attire.
You got inside fuzz all over yourself.
I know.
Right now.
It's my signature look. I've also been doing that for 15 years. Abercrombie jeans, inside out sweatshirts.
Hey, was Adam ever invited to work at Abercrombie?
No.
Because that was a big deal when you were a kid.
You know what? I wasn't even invited to work at Abercrombie.
Ooh, I was the only one invited to work at Abercrombie. And when you're asked to work at Abercrombie, it means you're cool and you're hot.
That is true.
Is it cool to know I had I had an interview. I didn't get the job, but I had the interview at PacSun. PacSun.
Hold on, go back to Valdez. Where was this? Anne Arundel Mall?
No, you're in Arundel Mills.
Okay.
There was no Abercrombie in Arundel Mills.
All right, where was this? Because
Annapolis.
No
Mall.
Way, you're lying.
I'm not lying.
You're lying.
I'm not lying.
No way. Hoity-toity Annapolis asked you to be an in-store model. That's basically what those guys were.
No, you were a salesman, or you worked the register.
I know, but you had to be a 10.
I know, and I was at least a 9.
There's no
16-year-old Valdez was a 9.
Now, let me tell you something. You're not an Annapolis 9, all right? You might be a Pasadena 9. I'll give you that, okay?
Why do you think there's so many models just running around Annapolis?
Because of the money. in the Navy, in the education level there. To me, when I think of Annapolis, I think of rich yacht people. All right.
All right. Well, that was kind of me. My parents had a boat.
Yeah, I know, but you had a boat on the
on cinder blocks.
On cinder blocks on that brown turd river that runs by your house.
The Magathy,
yeah.
The Magathy runs into Annapolis.
Okay, but the Magathy, different, a lot less beautiful.
I can't believe
than the
you
Chesapeake.
Have this some sort of affinity for Annapolis.
I do like Annapolis. It's... I do. I do. You know where? Why? Because of Wedding Crashers. When I think of Annapolis, I think of hot little.
Well, you realize that was St. Michael's.
I know, but in the movie, I believe it was Annapolis, right? Or at least that's what it's the same region. It's the same area.
Okay.
Right? You got the Isla Fisher, the hot redhead, and then why am I blanking on the Owen Wilson, the girl?
Oh, Rachel God. McAdams.
Rachel McAdams. Yeah. That's when I think of someone who'd work at Abercrombie in Annapolis. I think of those two women.
And Valdez.
And Valdez, apparently.
Did you have long hair?
No, I had regular hair. Now it wasn't gray like it is now.
You know what? I'm a little shocked.
Did he just jump up? In
I didn't.
Boat?
Even, I wasn't. Even
you have a newfound respect for me right now.
I wasn't even asked to work at Gap.
Well,
rung below.
No, was it all the rejects went to work at American Eagle?
American Eagle. AWOL
would be a mannequin.
What about Aeropostale?
Oh. That was hot back in the day.
That was hot for like 3 weeks.
Yeah, but that was for nubbers, though, because all their clothes were discounted. You get like five t-shirts for $10.
Yeah, but even you could look back on, even Abercrombie wasn't that expensive. Like the jeans are like $39. They've been $39 for the last 20 years.
No, I remember it being expensive. But it was a thrill. You want to know a secret? I used to walk around Abercrombie just waiting to be asked.
Oh, so that's what it was. You're just loitering outside the front door, begging for them to give you an application.
No, I would just go in all the time.
Oh, God, this guy's back here again. Just give him an application. Get him out of here.
I think this guy's not buying anything. I think he just wants to try and work here.
Hey, I'm a little jealous that you were asked to work at Abercrombie, and I never was. Because the guy that I know who worked at Abercrombie, and from my high school, hottest guy in the Tri-Cities. Right? It was a collection of models in Tri-Cities of people.
Now,
who worked there.
Now you can lump Valdez into that.
You know what? I might protest. I might be done shopping at Abercrombie.
You know what? I had boyish good looks, and my musculars so much more developed at that age than most 16-year-olds. I had a leg up.
I got you.
Yeah. Now my back was screaming with acne from all the steroids pumping in my body and creatine.
You never took your shirt off.
No. I would never take my shirt off. I might squirt one into someone in the eye with my back knee.
Hey, well, again, I'm jealous, man. So,
all right. Sorry about the Abercrombie tangent.
Hey. I want any biddies out there, male or female, to text me, to tweet me if you still shop.
Tweet me
if you still shop at Abercrombie.
Yeah. Or if you were asked to work
I want the lowdown. But you know
and Drab's going to size you up.
Hey, can I add one more thing about Abercrombie? When I do go in there, I wait for the kids to clear out. I pretend like I'm hanging out at Foot Locker right next door. And then when I see like no one else in the store, I'll go in. Because I just can't be in there with other 16, 17-year-olds buying the same clothes.
TikToking in the middle of the store.
It's actually getting to the point now where I could pretend like I'm shopping for my teenage son. You know? Oh, no.
Yeah, he wears the same size as me.
Yeah, yeah. He hit puberty early. He's 12. All right, we got a great show for you guys. Obviously, if you've been listening to the Junkies a lot this week or at all, you've noticed it's just a two-man show. We are in the lull of the holiday vacation period for the next month or so. There will be two-man shows on the Junkies. And with Jason and JP, it's been no surprise. There's no shtick.
All sports.
All sports all the time. How do you feel, guys, about that?
Well, it's... Don't they get tired of talking sports?
I don't think so.
There's only so much sports I can take in my life.
Well, they are. I mean, Jason's always, he's worried about not having anything to say or not knowing, I guess, like something dying out. And so he knows that he can just continue a sports conversation to the end of the segment, change it up, start something new, pump some callers in there,
And then boom, a segment's done.
Your segment's done, and then he wants four or five guests to show, which is just a lot. It's a lot. But
you're tilting me, because now I'm thinking about next week when I come back in, and it's just going to be a million guests.
No. Next week was going to be different, because I'm there. Right. You and me are there next week, and it's EB and Jason. So Jason will want that, but we'll, you know, with the three of us, we can kind of like...
We can steer the conversation. Yeah, we can keep it going.
We know how to get Jason with Eric and you involved in right. non-sports and stuff that he's excited
next,
to talk
next
about.
Week, the fifth junkie is going to show up. And that's me and you combined.
I think that'd be the third junkie for next week.
Hey, are we going to get a camera next week? Because I know it's a two-shot.
No, there's no camera when there's a two-shot.
All right, but what if we had one on just me
We weren't
you?
Even on TV yesterday.
Yeah, what was the deal with that? My dad told me about that.
Yeah, they didn't have, they had
was someone asleep at the wheel?
No, they had network issues, and so they replayed Tuesday's show.
That's weird.
Yeah, all so right, then it was annoying because people were just calling all show long from what they were watching on TV.
Oh.
Prizes,
oh.
Interview, what, you know what I mean?
That's like a pain topics. In the butt.
It was a nightmare.
All right, here, let me throw this out to you for next week.
All right.
What if we get our own camera shot? And
one
a
each.
Four box,
yeah.
Just me and you.
I wouldn't be opposed to that, but we got to be on the ball. You know what I mean?
We can't be
stuffing our faces and goofing
around
Instagram and you know doing whatever else we do. Picking our nose or all that kind of crap. We got to be looking good.
Yeah, I don't know if I want to get
you know
all
what Valdez has had one morning where he combed his hair. Now he wants to be
and now
a TV
I want a
star.
Camera. <All
right. laughs> I'll talk to the guys at NBC, see if we can get that done. I think it's a good idea. They like the four shot, but the three shot, it looks terrible.
Right.
So,
yeah. Well, I agree with it.
But even though there's not been a lot of non-sports, I think some of the, non-sports, I think some of the topics have been interesting. We talked about Lurch being depressed. We talked about him not eating anything fun. But before we get to that stuff, I think we need to rewind the clock to last Saturday.
Correct.
And talk about the P1 party.
All right, I need all the details because I was at the Eric Church concert.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, that's AWOD's crowd. He should be going to country concerts all the time.
Well, I want to hear about that. But I will say, at the party, there were people that were upset, literally upset that you weren't there. And felt like you should have been there.
Really?
Yes, and that it was an insult to JP that you chose to go to an Eric Church.
Well, what am I supposed to do? I've had those tickets
that's
for
months.
That's
what I told him. I said, well, yeah, what is he going to see? You know, not eat the ticket or
it's
not
a pricey,
go?
It's a pricey ticket, too. It's $100 a pop to go see that donk strumming his guitar.
Right. That's what I told him. JP threw together some last-minute concert or party. But did you feel like you missed out?
I did feel like I missed out because obviously you want to support JP. And by the way, I'm doing that today because not only am I recording Bit Season, I'm going to Bourbon Boulevard for, I think it's his last book signing.
Yeah, I'm going to try to go there. He texted me last night, and it's during prime nap time.
Oh, yeah, 4 to
so
6.
I go to sleep like at 3:30. After I get home.
And that's your Sean Wood for 2 hours.
He's literally murdering me today, but I do need to go to one of these. So I think I'm going to show up for at least a little
bit. Well, I definitely need to do that because even though I went to one, I missed the party. So I mm-hmm. feel like it's good if I show up.
Right.
But I did. I felt bad. Trust me. I did feel bad.
Mm-hmm.
All right. But I can't help it if he put together some last minute thing and I had plans. I'm sorry.
Was there a possibility that you could have traded in your ticket for Friday night? And seen him perform on Friday night.
I may have been able to do that, but it was a whole rigmarole. I don't know how I would have been able to trade and stuff. Plus, I was going with friends, too. So, like, all of a sudden, I got to...
I don't think it was a big deal. There were just a couple drunken fools towards the end of the night that were spouting off.
Well, I mean...
I don't
was
remember.
One of them AWOD?
No.
There were some people upset that there were a few junkies missing also.
Well...
Yeah, so, Eric, did Eric go?
Eric did not go, but Eric had... He had personal reasons not to go, I should say.
Okay.
Well, what am I hiding that for? It doesn't matter. Eric didn't want to go to a house with 100 people during... and he
the height of Omicron.
Omicron. He called it a super spreader event. Eric's... Look, I'll say this. I never know. I don't know if Eric is terrified of COVID or he doesn't believe in it. Everyone makes their own decisions about what he's saying on show or likes on Twitter. It doesn't really matter. But he, that's why he didn't want to go, because it was a, and actually, it, he's right. It was a, it was 100% a prime super spreader event. And actually, after, I wish he never told me that, because it was, I wasn't really thinking about it.
Right.
But the entire night,
you're shaking hands.
Shaking hands.
People got their paws on your shoulder, talking close to you.
The P1s, they're such close talkers, and they're drunk, and they got hot breath.
they're literally spitting at you.
Just a flamethrower on my face. They're so close, and it's so hot, and I'm just the entire time thinking, oh, all right, I got COVID. All right, like, you have COVID. You're coughing. Like, this is a terrible idea.
So how long did the event last?
Well, I'll say this. It started at 5 and I think it said to 7 o'clock. I was the last one there.
You shut it down.
I shut the street down. I mean, it was 11:30 midnight when
Jesus.
I
left.
Yeah. What, that's what surprising.
What were you doing all night?
Bro, first off, we can get to that. Most people left, like, I was confused because it started at 5, right?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I'm not going to show up at 5 to a house. Yeah, party.
Yeah, you don't want to be the first one to the party.
No. I got there before 6 o'clock and people were already leaving.
You didn't get there before 6.
Yeah, I did. I got there at 5:45.
I don't know what clock you're looking at, bro.
Well, I mean, I got there well before John.
Big John probably performed at like 6:15.
Bro, I was there like half hour before he performed.
Okay. P1s can DM us.
First of all, Adam was wasted.
Really?
Butt wasted.
I was having a good time. There was a lot of Maywatt Army fans there.
It was embarrassing.
Like, did you get liquored up at the house, or were you like pre-gaming?
No, I showed up there at like 5:15, right? Same time as Cakes.
Uh-huh.
Walked in and immediately had a couple Modelo.
What were you drinking?
Had a couple Modelo. And then the thing that kind of got me was, I think Cowboy Todd brought moonshine.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. You can't sip that. I mean, it goes right to your system. I mean, I had three sips of moonshine. My cheeks like felt like they were on fire.
What kind of moonshine was it? Was it apple pie or was it the regular?
It was definitely apple.
Yeah, but it's the backwoods moonshine.
Yeah, it's not the stuff that make you go blind.
Yeah, it's the stuff that like. One shot of it. Well, yeah, he was embarrassing.
Was he stumbling all over the place?
I wasn't stumbling.
Slurring.
Screaming.
What were you screaming?
And here's the thing.
I can imagine.
He came with Chuck Lee, and he's like yelling at Chuck Lee. First, and Chuck Lee goes, I had to bring him because he would have just like made a bad decision. You know what I mean? Like, he goes, AWOD's going to get tore down drunk, so I knew I had to bring him because he would have tried to like drive back to Arlington or something.
You know what?
Or he didn't have any money for an Uber.
No, God bless Chuck Lee.
Yeah. So, by the way, it was a Pamplona party.
Oh, it was?
It was Chuck Lee. It was Karina Delgado. It was Guy Lambert. The whole crew was there. They all came together and left together.
Oh, that's fun.
It was fun. It was a good time. And
all right, so hold on. So you're getting all wasty face.
I'm getting all wasted.
It's 6 o'clock. I'll fall down drunk. I mean,
all of a sudden, Drab shows up. I start screaming, it's Drab's here.
I can imagine
Give
that.
Give him a big hug.
I bet he wanted to plant a smooch on you so bad.
And then, so we said, yeah, you know, you got to go downstairs. That's where the real liquor's at. So Drab's wife and I went down there.
I had the worst shot of my life downstairs. There's a listener, I believe his name's Diego,
uh-huh.
He's on Twitter, that said, let's all do a shot. And it was like me and my wife, Tailgate Ted was there. I don't think he had a shot. Cowboy, and a couple other listeners. And he poured some shot of Puerto Rican rum.
Oh.
I'd rather take a shot of urine. It was the grossest shot of my life. I mean, I wanted a yak after one shot.
Was he trying to go, oh, this stuff is so rare to get.
He just wanted to take a shot. He goes, what's on the bar here? What's on the, you know.
Oh, it was JP's rum.
Yeah, it was JP's rum, yeah. And I think JP just buys terrible Puerto Rican rum because he's Puerto Rican. He doesn't even know what he's buying. And he's like...
It just says a made in San Juan, yeah, and he grabs it.
Yeah, it was the worst. But
did Adam?
That was
do
the
it
only shot
you?
I had. No, Adam had already left.
Now was fun Drab in the house?
No.
No, it was more fun AWOD.
Drab is drunk Drab.
Yeah,
but I had to drive home.
I was having a good time. Downstairs is where, like, people were doing shtick. There were shtick circles. I was talking to a bunch of listeners. And so your wife and I poured Jack and Cokes or whatever the rum was down there.
Mm.
She pours the strongest drinks ever. I mean, I couldn't even taste the Coke. But anyway, I had one of those, and then I had a second one, and I went to the bathroom. All right,
well, let's tally this. So he's had three Modelos, three apple pie moonshine shots, and two basically doubled Jack and
Cokes.
Was
I lying when I said he was sloppy drunk? I mean, Think about it.
They wanted fun at him. So I had that drink.
That's eight drinks.
Yeah. I went to the bathroom and I tried to multitask and hold a drink in my mouth while I went to the bathroom.
Oh, that's the worst decision in the world.
And so,
what are you doing?
After I flushed, I went to,
I know.
Right,
you know what that means? It means he's got a tiny pecker.
Yeah. Oh, come on.
That's code for tiny pecker.
Yeah.
So I looked.
He needs to do a lot of finagling down there. So he's got to put his cup in his mouth.
So I got my cup in my mouth. I turn to the side and I start turning on the water to wash my hands. And the cup slips out of my mouth. Hits the counter, and the dark liquor flies everywhere, splashes all over his wall, all over the white door.
Oh, my God.
I mean, it looked like a crime scene in there.
By the way, they just, like, redid the inside of their house,
That was the downstairs bathroom?
Yes. I was so freaked out.
All right.
A mess in there.
All right, so what did you do?
I grabbed a couple of toilet papers, you know, wrapped it around my fingers, and tried to wipe it down real quick. Then I peeked outside, didn't see anyone looking, turned off the lights, and ran upstairs.
Well, now he knows.
Yeah.
You think he's going to listen to Bit Season?
Well, I'll tell him tomorrow.
Please don't.
Hey, what if you got to go back over there and repaint his walls?
I mean, I hope there isn't a mess, but it was a mess.
You know,
it was a half a cup splashed.
He probably went in there the next day. It's all that brown stuff on the wall and thought somebody sprayed duty all over.
That's possible. So it was a good time. There was a lot of...
How was our buddy Richmond John's music?
I missed it.
I told you he showed up late.
I showed up fashionably late, but he was like the leadoff.
He was good, and then he played Bit Season, and by the way, he tried to get me to sing it by myself.
Oh, that's what it was. I walk in the door, and freaking drunk Adam grabs me and goes, "They want you to sing Bit Season." And I go, "Get off me."
I said, I need you. I don't remember all the words.
I'm not singing.
I refuse to sing.
Well, of course, yeah. Oh, I think I said I'm not your puppet.
You know what? Any real man doesn't sing.
Men don't sing,
right? Unless it's Happy Birthday.
Yeah,
and that's about it.
Didn't you just go see a man sing on stage?
Well, he's a real musician,
a real guy, not some hack up there in front of everybody. So yeah. By the way, I did hear Bit Season get played at one point during Big John's comedy set. I didn't understand that.
I didn't get that.
But it was Adam and Richmond John sitting together, giggling, and then Richmond John playing Bit Season in the middle of his set. I didn't get it all. It was
kind of disrespectful.
It was
but
disrespectful, and it like stopped the room. Everyone's staring at him like, what are you doing?
All right, so how was Big John's comedy set?
Terrible. The worst.
You know, Adam was telling me some of his jokes went over like a lead balloon.
Yeah, well, here, we'll play a little a snippet here of Big John. It's not the best audio. Somebody in the room recorded it, and it's on YouTube. So here's a little slice of his comedy.
The one positive of quarantine is we get a lot more delivered to our house these days, Amazon, things like that. I just joined a grocery delivery service, Aldi's Grocery Registry. It's very convenient, but you got to be careful because they have autocorrect. I was typing in my items, chives and bok choy, and they changed it to Chinese boy. So now I'm on another kind of registry.
Didn't look like I missed much.
It was a lot of just awkward silence, and then Rom, and there's a lot to say about Rom, but...
You know, Big John needs the junks, because...
He needed cakes.
Yes,
because... Cakes was back in the kitchen too far away.
Yes.
Cakes, he needed cakes up front doing his polite laughter.
We make Big John funny.
Yeah. Actually, I was next to Cakes. Cakes was doing the polite chuckle, but he just wasn't loud enough. Rom was doing the sarcastic, mocking him.
Did Rom make it the Rom show?
Yes, the whole night.
Oh, my gosh. You should have seen him on the porch.
What was he wearing? He was wearing his Nats jersey, but he had, like, some red shorts on.
He was wearing, like, The red shorts.
They're like sweatpants that were cut to shorts.
All right. This is, he kept saying this 100 times that night. I said, Ron, why aren't you wearing jeans? I've never seen you not wearing jeans. And he goes, I bought these shorts at the Atlantis or whatever, in Mar-a-Lago, whatever it's called. And he goes, they cost me $200. I got to get my money's worth.
Those cost $200?
Those shorts, those terrible shorts that he's wearing, cost $200. Yeah,
those look like they would be on a homeless guy.
And I said, why did you buy those? And he goes, I forgot my swim shorts, and so I had to buy something.
So he wore swim trunks to the party.
So he bought swim trunks from the casino.
Bahamar.
And then said that because it cost him $200 in comps or whatever he's got, that he has to continuously wearing them all the time now.
All right, tell me about the porch. What do you mean you should have seen him on the porch?
I didn't see him
on
the porch.
He went around showing everybody a naked photo of himself that his wife had taken on like their honeymoon or on their...
No, whoa.
So it was him holding his crotch, so you just saw... huge belly, naked legs, and he was just, there were girls out there, and he was just walking around sticking the photo in everyone's face.
Look, I got it.
That would make me laugh.
I tell you what, for whatever reason, we hate on AWOD, maybe because he's just, there's something about Rom, and if you were at the P1 party.
Was Rom hammered?
Yes.
Because yes. the Marina came, right?
No, Marina did not come. And here's what's interesting. Marina's calling him all the time, late at night.
Right.
Like, basically checking up on him. And then Rom's, sneaking off, talking to her, trying to talk her down. Uh-huh. And then I got on the phone at one point. And I'm like, Marina, it's fine. He's sobering up. He'll be... Oh, wait, never mind. He just ran out into the porch and yacked everywhere.
Oh, no.
No way.
He puked?
And towards the end of the night, Rom, we're talking like this, and he goes, hold on! And ran out of the yard. The same vomit sound that you hear on the show. And then he comes back inside. Oh, I don't know what's wrong. I don't know. Where'd that come from?
Oh my gosh, you really made a mess.
He's making comments about my wife's bra the entire night.
Oh, that's
my wife was bending over and he's elbowing me, pointing out her bra. And then Jess is in a cocktail dress, and he's
a fancy dress,
and he's elbowing JP and saying, look at her, that's a show, it's just just being but inappropriate. There's literally anyone else on the planet, you would strangle the life out of him, but it's Rom, so somehow it's funny. There's no other way to explain
why does he get away with all of that?
He gets a pass.
I don't know how he gets away. We were outside.
It's because everyone feels so sorry for him.
I think so. And we're just so used to it.
Yeah,
it's so obnoxious.
We're immune to it.
Yeah.
It was me, Cakes, Rom, and a female listener, and we're all just talking, and then Rom just goes, so my dick is 12 inches, how big is your dick, AWOD? And it's just so random. I don't know how he gets away with that kind of comments.
Well, first of all, I know
I'm actually more surprised that there were female listeners at the party.
There were a few there. I think they were maybe kidnapped and brought. I don't really know.
Yeah, a couple of boyfriends.
They were held hostage.
Yeah, I think so. Now, a couple of them pretended like they were listeners. But it was a sausage fest.
Of course. I wouldn't expect anything less. How was the food?
Food was good. Tailgate Ted. I didn't eat till the very end. And I actually didn't eat till
How many calories did Adam have that night?
I don't know. I didn't see him eating.
Yeah, I stayed away from I didn't love the food options. I would actually say they were
Tailgate Ted listens to the show.
Oh, no. I love Tailgate Ted.
You don't like his cooking?
No. I mean, let's just be honest. He brought meatballs.
Well, meatballs are silly.
Meatballs are okay. No one wants meatballs.
Hold on. I'm going to let him hang himself. let's listen to how.
Didn't like the meatballs. All right. Then it was some pasta salad that below average. All right. And then he had.
It was tortellini. It was amazing.
Whoever
that guy is, the bald dude. Rana.
Oh, Larana, yeah. No, it was homemade, I'm guessing.
And then they had Cubans that were just stuffed with mustard and all the hurting condiments.
That's what's in a Cuban, you dummy.
Yes, that's a Cuban.
You could have had it on the side for people that don't like that.
He's a child.
Yeah, tell me what you would have wanted. Tell me what you would have wanted.
Him and Dylan Flame.
I actually went to two different parties that night. They both had way better food spreads. It was actually making it seem like JP's party was the Nubs party.
I actually can't believe you're saying this right now, but
I mean, I'm not the only one that was looking around like, man,
What
this
else is
this? Is all
next?
We got to eat? So I went to the next party, okay? And they had...
Okay. So this party had superior food than JP's.
This next party...
All right, then tell me what was on the menu.
They had an actual chef there in a chef's outfit, and they had a fajita spread with onions and peppers on a hot plate, rice, guac, salsa, tortillas, and then that wasn't it. They had a whole tray of Chick-fil-A nuggets, Chick-fil-A fries, and Chick-fil-A chicken tenders.
You know,
are
you 12 years old? Yeah. You just want nuggets and tendies.
Well, they had a whole. By the they way, had a fajita spread.
By the way, I would rather have silly meatballs than a fajita.
First of all, how many calories do you think Adam had on Saturday?
3,000
more.
4,000.
All the alcohol and the fajitas and the
guzzling.
Food.
He's probably guzzling sour party. Cream.
You had a 5,000 calorie night. You show there's a photo of you circulating on the internet about how terrible you look, how big your face is. Actually, at the party, there's a photo of you wearing the biggest shirt. I'm gonna tell you something. There's a photo. Polyflix looks smaller than A1.
Polyflix is a big fella.
He's a big Italian New York guy. He's just burly. He looks
man's man.
A man's man. By the way, shout out to Polyflix. I love that guy. He's retiring soon. Just a character. Great guy. He was there. The food was great. I don't know what he's talking about.
It sounds
about.
Amazing.
It was great.
You have to love pasta salad.
And I'm not just kissing up to Ted because he listens or I like him. The food was great.
Who doesn't love pasta salad, meatballs, and Cubans?
He doesn't understand that at a party with like a lot of people there, you're not going to have...
You can't have some elaborate...
Yeah.
It's yeah. Just, you got to cook, you gotta
barbecue,
cook for 100 people.
He could have burgers. He could have chicken sliders.
What?
He could have done better.
It was a nice affair.
It was a last minute thing. JP called him up and was like, hey, Ted, you got any tailgates today? Can you get over here?
Hey, dummy. JP told him 25 people and then at the last minute said, never mind, it's going to be 100.
I'm just being honest with you. I thought the food selection was nubs. You want me to lie to you? I was over there getting hammered and wanted to munch on some good food.
That sounds like your goal in life.
Yeah. All right. Ted, he's an idiot. Anybody that was there knows that the food was great. And by the way, there was potbelly and potbelly cookies all over the place. So if Adam didn't like that food, he could have eaten all the potbelly he wanted.
Sounds like you had quite a selection. Hey, speaking of food, I heard on the Junks today when Lurch was talking about eating pizza.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And this shocked me. That big, tall Lurch says he only eats 2 maybe 3 slices of pizza at a time.
Did you hear how irritated I was at him?
I could hear you seething through the microphone. I actually wished I was in the office today just so I could see your face.
It would have been great to have the whole show there to hear him say that, and so we could have all just dogpiled on top of him. But to have that, yeah. And here's the thing about Lurch. Lurch isn't like rail skinny.
No, you know he's, what I mean? He's 6'6".
He's a big guy.
He's not fat.
No, he's not fat at all. He's probably in better shape than most of us. But he's the way he talks on air makes it seem like he would be 6'7", 205 pounds.
His relationship with food is so odd because he talks about how like he just doesn't gorge himself.
Yeah.
What person in the world doesn't have a day where they just sit back and eat, and then all of a sudden feel crappy about yourself that night?
That's what I said. I said, no wonder you're depressed. You got nothing to look forward to. All I think about is my next big fatty meal. I've been thinking about what I'm going to eat on Saturday for lunch all week because that's when I'm going to go ham.
You know, all of this healthy eating,
yeah.
Fish, a piece of fish on a salad, you know what
Do
I mean?
Do you think he's lying? We've accused you of lying over the years because Valdez does the same thing, and I'm not going to let him get away with that, where he comes in here eating like a rabbit, eating hard-boiled eggs, eating lettuce, and then goes home, and A1 and I know that he eats 2,000 calories for dinner.
He does a double dinner.
Yeah, a double dinner. We know that, 4:30 and 7:30.
I do eat at 4:30, but yeah. I do not eat at 7:30. Right. I had
Here's my sandwich with the sandwich thins.
I had pulled pork barbecue with non-mayo, tangy coleslaw, and mashed potatoes. That was my dinner.
That was your dinner last night?
That was my dinner.
All right, so that's a normal night.
everybody likes that one every once in a while just to go way overboard.
Yeah, like a greasy sub.
He says he never does it. Do you think I think I believe it.
I think Jason and I was thinking about this. So you know how when Jason and Eric go to their Demathus smoker every year and they say all they do is look at all these big fat people that were rail thin or super athletes.
I think about that a lot.
Yeah. So I think that's in their
head. You know how many hurting 50-year-olds are out there? We look silly.
I think that's in their heads a lot. That they think about Joe Schmo, who they grew up with, is all of a sudden 350 pounds.
Hey, does Lurch work out?
I don't think so.
He talks about his walks with T, but I'm not. That's an AWOD.
Walks the dog and plays golf.
He doesn't play any more basketball, right?
No, I don't think he hoops at all. He's too old to hoop.
I think Lurch needs to be on the treadmill or the elliptical or something.
I mean, the whole reason
then he can enjoy life a little bit.
The whole reason for eating healthy or busting your butt at the gym is so that you can enjoy that meal and that satisfaction you get.
Even The Rock has a cheat day.
Yeah, he eats 10,000 pancakes.
Yeah, it's like 10,000 pancakes and the most cookies you've ever seen. He goes crazy because he works hard and he looks forward to it. And everybody knows that if you don't treat yourself every once in a while, you'll break. I don't know how Jason is eating salmon and lettuce single meal.
Salmon sucks. Unless it's sort of aioli and some fattening sauce on it. It sucks. Let's not pretend salmon is a great meal.
These guys have convinced themselves that salmon is on par with chicken. It's not.
It's not.
It's definitely not.
You know how good a juicy steak is?
It's the best.
It's the best.
Yeah.
When you see that steak come off the grill or out of the oven or however you cook it and you cut it open and it's bleeding and you munch on that thing, it's so delicious. I don't know why Jason won't enjoy a steak. Why is everyone eating fish? Is it because they're old?
Maybe when we're 50, but they've been doing this since they were my age, right? Ever since I've known them, they were early 40s when I started working on the show, they've been eating salmon and salads for dinner.
Yeah, you know, I don't like when Jason goes, a salad with a piece of fish.
Yeah.
I mean, what kind of meal is that?
And what about the fact that he's only eating two slices of pizza? So he finally decides, all right, I'm gonna break.
Yes.
By the way, pizza
is a perfect cheat meal. Right.
How do you not have a pizza in front of you and stop yourself from eating? Every time I see pizza, it's like, all right, Matt, get it together. Only have four slices, all right?
That's
the bare minimum for me. I never have less than four.
It takes willpower. It takes willpower to stop at four.
It does. Because he goes, have you ever eaten an entire pizza? I'm like,
well, is the sky blue?
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Yesterday?
Not all in your case. We actually try to stop ourselves every once in a while. Adam, I don't think, does. But of course I want to.
Right.
I want to eat the entire pizza every single time. Jason doesn't have the desire.
So let's say Jason makes a DiGiorno pizza.
Mm-hmm.
All right, he cuts that thing up.
Oh, I don't even count those. I'm talking about.
I know, but I'm just saying
large Vocellis.
No, but I'm just saying he cooks one of those DiGiorno's or frischettas.
Yeah.
All right, and he cuts that pizza open. He's cutting four slices and only eating two.
That's a quarter of the pizza. No chance.
There's zero. I could house one of those in 5 minutes.
That's what a child would eat.
He must be eating other things. Like I think. I have a little bit of a theory that even though he says he's eating all these healthy meals, that there's something he's late night snacking on. And what we know
he's
about
not,
Lurch...
Well, he's not up at night.
No.
So what is he snacking on?
If he goes to sleep at 8, you know, there could be like a 7:30 snack. And he's got a house full of women. And I know that pantry is probably filled with all different types of goldfish. Flavor Blaster, Original, Extra Cheddar. No. I bet Lurch is destroying goldfish.
No,
late.
Because here's the thing. We've known Lurch for so long. I've never seen him break. He eats oranges, he eats nuts. He eats nothing I see Lurch eat looks interesting or tasty. It's just bland and blah and I'll eat
Cliff bars.
Bananas. Like so many bananas. I'm like, oh my God.
How many bananas can you eat?
He's never once gone to Monumental vending out there and cracked and gotten Doritos. Like the guy's a Terminator.
Hey, I wanna hear your meal that makes you just feel like a glutton.
Taco Bell. I said it on the show. I love Taco Bell. I lied about Saturdays because I'm going to Taco Bell on Friday.
after work. No, every Friday. I want you to think about me, Valdez. All right.
Every Friday?
Every Friday when I leave here at 1:30 or so, I go to Taco Bell. And I get the big box or whatever the box is that's like...
What's the big box?
Right
doing
now,
a panty voice for Taco Bell.
I am. You're damn right. All right. Right now, it's the
Taco Bell gets you worked up.
It does. It gets the grilled... Right now, it's the grilled cheese stuffed burrito.
Oh.
Okay.
Well, explain the grilled cheese stuffed burrito, because that sounds...
It's like a... You know, like how they like press their burritos now? Like they'll put like a, you know, in the panini press or whatever it is.
Yeah, yeah.
But they put cheese on top of it, so it's melted cheese on the outside of the tortilla.
So it's like a quesadilla burrito.
It's a massive burrito. And but that's not all. Then inside the box, you get a chalupa, okay?
And
then
which one's that? That's the like the softer kind of shell?
No, chalupa is the fried, doughy kind of shell.
Yeah.
Then you have, you know, your standard hard taco, which I always change to a soft taco.
Yeah.
And then also in the box.
Because you're a right-thinking American.
Yeah, and then also in the box are the, like the nacho dip. It's got to be. It's got to be.
How many calories is that?
That's my cheat meal.
All right. Well, and I bet you get the biggest soda in the world, too.
I upsize the soda. All right. It's so much food, and it's like $7. Okay. It may not even be $7. That is like, and every time afterwards, I go, oh my God, you fat F, man.
Your poor toilet.
My toilet. You piece of turd, man. You are a waste of space, a waste of life. You're not eating till tomorrow.
I mean, there's highs and lows.
Yeah. So many highs, so many lows.
I want to see the euphoria in your face as you're jamming that chalupa down your gullet.
Well, look for me on 395 or 66 heading home on Friday if you're out there. Stuffing my face with Taco Bell. And as soon as I get home, reality hits.
Will you finish the whole meal?
You eat it in before, the car as you're driving?
It's the only time I eat fast food in the car is Friday afternoons.
You dip it in the nachos there to too?
I eat all of it in the car because it's a long drive home.
And you probably have a large Mountain Dew also.
I get a Diet Pepsi. All right.
Okay.
And the cinnamon twist. Don't forget about the cinnamon twist.
Which your meal that you feel like blowing your brains out afterwards?
Let's see. Oh, well, I mean, I guess it's not something I would make, but I go out and get. But I love the glory days French, like the French fries, the cheese fries that are just covered in ranch and sour cream and bacon.
Fries,
the loaded fries. I could pummel an entire loaded fries by myself.
Hey, and that is the biggest plate.
I know.
Those loaded fries, it's on the appetizer menu there. And it's not an app. It's honestly enough to feed eight people. Bacon, cheese, whatever they are.
Yeah, so by the way, the French fries are just perfectly cooked.
They got amazing French fries.
Yeah, and they're covered in cheese, bacon, I think sour cream.
Yeah, you get the ranch.
And you get the cider ranch that you dip in. I could pull that entire thing, all right, and then I'll go for wings.
Oh my God! And then you lug yourself out of there.
Then I walk out in a stupor.
Hey, glory days is it's amazing. What is your meal, Adam? That you feel like just I'm just the worst.
It's a McDonald's order where it's a chicken sandwich meal, plain but adding cheese and bacon, extra calories. Large fries.
Fried or grilled?
Fried.
I'm just asking.
You think it ever gets grilled?
Yeah, are you crazy? You think I'm ever putting grilled chicken in my mouth? Come on.
All right, so you got...
All right, large fry, large Diet Coke.
Okay.
And a McDouble plan.
Oh.
The big double. And sometimes, I'm going to be honest, most of the time, more than 50% of the time, I get a McFlurry also.
That is a lot of food.
That's a cherry on top. No wonder we're so much happier than Jason.
I know, and he's talking about why he's depressed, and I'm like, yeah, it makes sense. You got nothing exciting in your life. you got zero hobbies at 4:30 p.m.
Yeah, he golfs.
In the wintertime, all right? Like he talked about being depressed. He says at 4:30 p.m., he's anxious to go to bed because he's bored. Right, he's got nothing to do. That's because you're eating fish, you got no vices, and no hobbies.
But he's the sports man. Doesn't he just watch sports all day?
I know. I guess he doesn't because sports don't start till 7. a lot of times. The games don't start, so he's already nestled up in bed.
Right, he'd be so much happier if he had just had a couple Oreos every night.
What kind of hobby does Jason need to get him out of this funk? What should he start doing? Basically, from what time does he get home? Probably what, 11, 12 o'clock? So let's say 1 o'clock after he has his lunch and takes the dog out. What should Jason be doing from 1 o'clock until dinner time at 4:30?
Why isn't he getting into woodworking and helping out T with her furniture restoration? They could do it together. He likes T. They're always together. They're doing dumb walks and stuff all the time. And why doesn't he get in on her business and help her out?
That's a good idea.
And just start doing the manly stuff in the garage of cutting the wood and doing all that kind of
sanding.
Stuff. Sanding, yeah.
Well, let's think about it. So JP loves exercise, and this book has taken over his life, mm-hmm. Still barking. So that's you know, what he has to look forward to. Cakes has become a serial TV watcher.
Yeah, a binge watcher.
A little bit of pickleball also.
Yeah, and pickleball.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Eric also getting into pickleball, driving all over everywhere for volleyball.
Think about it also,
fire pit.
Every night he's got something to look forward to.
Yep, and then his gathering sticks and everything. Mm-hmm. Jason really doesn't have anything.
He got nothing.
You're right. Avatar, you know how it's like the fire, EB's the fire guy. Cakes is the wind, mm-hmm. Always farting. JP is earth because he's always running on the ground. Lurch should be water. He should find something with water. Maybe he should go swimming.
What are you talking about?
He could be like a guy that does laps in the middle of the day.
Hey, you know what? That wouldn't be bad.
What, swimming?
Go to your local YMCA and...
Become a long-distance swimmer?
Swim some laps?
I'll never forget when I got into swimming laps. And I went to the pool, and Valdez was there.
What?
Yeah. When we lived next to each other.
Yeah, we were neighbors.
And I went to the hot pool, and it was the middle of summer, and I said, I'm going to go swim laps. And freaking Valdez was there with Jack and all his other buddies, and he had a cooler and so many beers, and he was having a party. We
had the boombox going, having a good old time, and Drab's in there thinking he's a Greg Louganis.
You know what sucks is that his like station or his chair, beach chairs or whatever, they were set up right in my lap pool. So every time I had to come back and touch the wall, Valdez is staring at me.
We would cheers.
Oh my god!
I'll never forget that. That was so embarrassing. It was so awkward. I'm like, why am I swimming laps? It's like Memorial Day.
Yeah.
Valdez is like hammered drunk at the pool, sneaking in beers and his red Solo cup.
You're probably so self-conscious that they're joning on your
boat. Oh, I'm sure.
There's so much joning going on. You say, look at that guy.
You know what? I actually don't think I've swam laps since. I think that was a final day.
You know what? It's almost like somebody stumbling onto you while you're masturbating. That was basically the equivalent. Is all of a sudden, Drab was there with his hog in his hand, and I got my Hawaiian shirt on and cooler full of high noons.
It was a long walk of shame to the locker room.
Then he gets out, and he's sitting there stretching and drying off and everything.
I got the goggles.
Yeah. And then Drab's going, puffing and puffing, going, what are you guys up to today? And I go, you're looking at it.
You're probably thinking, I got to do a couple more laps. These guys are timing me.
I guarantee you Drab did five more laps just so we didn't feel
chance.
Nuts.
100% chance. All right, so Lurch needs a hobby to feel better, to get out of his depression.
Jason loves sports, right? So is there some sort of sport he can get into during
He didn't even seem that happy on Tuesday after we hit the parlay.
Oh, yes. By the way, congratulations to you guys.
I was ecstatic. It was a four-man parlay, and people tried to knock that, but I'm telling you, it paid well because we all took like outrageous odds.
Yeah.
Connor to score two touchdowns was plus 250. Van Jefferson to score was 210.
What was your payout? How much cash did each of the person?
$160
each. That's a huge score.
Right? That's pretty good.
For four people?
I mean, look, we've had bigger ones and where there have been like $7 pays out $3,000, but those... It was seven people, and those
just
never,
harder to do.
They never hit. It never hits. I loved it. I mean, I was ecstatic. He was all bummed out on Tuesday. I think that was the day he talked about being depressed.
Why was he? He's bummed out. Jason never hits these things.
I know. What? Not even hitting the parlay made him happy.
Do you think it had anything to do with
clinical depression?
No, he might. And you know, he's talked about that for years. Then I think about it, I'm like, the guy's got the best life. He doesn't even know.
He doesn't know how good he has it.
Everybody wants to be Lurch. We've talked about that.
Yeah. Who's got it better than us?
Yeah.
Nobody.
Yeah, the parlay was cool. I felt bad that you weren't a part of it because I know you, would have screwed
it
up.
It was our brainchild.
Joe. It was our brainchild.
And you needed somebody to share it.
Yeah, honestly, it didn't feel right without you.
You know what? That makes me feel happy.
You picked that Navy game on Saturday, and me and you, we were like 3-4, 4-0 going into the NFL games, mm-hmm. and then it was Cakes and EB who ruined it.
Of course.
And then, you know, you would hit the parlay and you did your job. And then we hit it the very next day when it's just a couple of guys.
Look, I'm happy that it hit because it gets the monkey off the back.
Monkey is off
the back. And so I'm just tired of the, oh, these never hit.
Yeah.
But I'm upset that somebody not associated with the show got a payout. And that's Cody Betts.
Really?
You're upset that Cody got paid.
No. Look, I'm happy. It's not that he got paid. I'm upset that he got to join in the fun.
I know. And you know they call him the cooler on B. Mitch and Findlay.
I didn't know that.
Because my
guess is he was rubbing it in.
He ruins all their bets. So he comes over to the Junkies, fills in, helps out on the show this week. He gets hot. But he did have the lowest odds, I believe.
That's what I was going to say. Did you have to kind of explain to him the bet that it's only a plus money parlay?
It was plus money because he picked the alternate spread for the Rams to win by more than 3.5, but it wasn't that much. I mean, maybe it was like plus 120 or something like that. It wasn't like anything to write home about. And we all got paid the same, even though Drab picked the plus 450.
Does that wreck you a little bit?
I mean, a little bit. I felt like my share probably should have been closer to 300 if we're being fair.
Yeah, honestly.
But whatever, it's fine.
So will that change the format moving forward? Like, would you ever do a bit where you decide one person isn't in the parlay because they lost the week before?
If you're there, we'll put you in.
Hey, that money is so spent right now.
Gone the minute I got it. I told you, I was buying Christmas presents. What happens if we hit it on Friday again?
Oh, without me?
Without you, and it's the foursome again, and we hit it. With Aaron Hawksworth, I guess.
You guys
are going to be so bitter.
I don't think I'd be bitter, but I'm bitter because I'm missing out.
Mm-hmm.
I want to get that point across. I want to nail that point home. Is that I want to be a part of the camaraderie.
Right.
Right. The money, the money's great. I mean, who doesn't want $160? But $160 isn't going to change your life.
No.
But I want to be a part of,
celebration.
I feel excluded from being a part of the boys. I feel like I'm out of the boys club.
Hey, we're going to get you back in next week, all right?
I appreciate it.
EB's terrible, but maybe we'll get hot. One of the things I did want to touch on before we get out of here for the day, because we didn't get a chance to talk to it last week. There's something that's been bothering me about Cakes,
okay.
All right? I think Cakes stole a Drab story and used it as his own.
He repurposed a famous Drab story.
It's like a story of your life.
I'm gonna appeal to Valdez here. It's like
this is my wheelhouse. Drab knows the two stories about him that I love. One is almost murdering his brother with a rock, and this one.
No, it's this. All right. I felt like when Kramer was telling Jay Peterman stories, all right? But they were really Kramer stories,
right.
But he couldn't tell that he stole a Peterman story, right?
Yes, Peterman bought Kramer's life.
So he couldn't use him anymore. Yeah. That reminded me of the show about a week ago when we just didn't get a chance to talk about it, when EB asked Cakes if he had ever used food in the bedroom.
Mm.
All right?
What was our topic that we were talking about?
Maybe it was like one of those Wise Brother study things. I don't remember, right?
All right. But somehow sex and food
came up on the show.
Okay.
And Cake stole, I'm telling you, Cake stole my story.
All right. Explain your story.
Okay. I'm not known for much, all right? But I am known as being the originator of using ice cream in the bedroom. I've been on this show for, like I've said, 10 years. Cakes has never once mentioned about him and Amy hooking up with food. All right?
Right. Let alone ice cream.
I think EB put Cakes on the spot last week and asked him if he and Amy have ever used food in the bedroom.
So do you think Cakes was lying or is to try.
I think Cakes told a fib, and he tried to think of something in the back of his brain
to try and be funny on the spot.
And the only thing he could think of somewhere back there is this memory,
food, sex,
of
ice cream,
ice cream, and the bedroom. But he didn't know that's a drab, legendary, Big O and Duke story where my wife and I, when we were early in our dating cycle, were fornicating with carrot cake ice cream.
That's a great flavor ice cream.
It is the best. It's hard to find, all right?
Melting everywhere.
Was it Tillamook?
It wasn't Tillamook. It was some local ice cream place called something Moo. Most of them went out of business, right?
And by the way, that's a ballsy move, because that premium ice cream is expensive. And if you're willing to dollop premium ice cream all over your wife's body, says right. a lot.
I don't want to be a pervert, but I mean, I was sucking the ice cream off her nipples and all kinds of stuff. It was when we were hot and young, all right? And everyone got a kick out of that story, couldn't believe, and I was like, and I remember being distraught because she was wasting the carrot cake ice cream,
Ooh. Right?
Because it was premium and it was so hard to find.
Right.
That when she started putting it on her body, she didn't know that I was bitter because she was wasting the ice cream.
And by the way, she probably thought you were being sensual,
yes.
licking it off and eating it. But I was bitter. You had to get every drop of that carrot cake ice cream in your mouth.
Yes. And I think Cake stole that story to try to be funny on the spot. And he didn't remember that's a drab story.
Your wife's tits got in the way of the ice cream.
100%. I remember being bitter. And this is a long time ago, but it happened.
That's so sticky.
It was a mess. It was a lot of cleanup.
But by the way, you could kind of tell Cakes didn't.
He didn't go all in on the story because he didn't have any more details.
He didn't mention where it was put on.
Exactly.
He just said ice cream.
Exactly. He had no details. If you do something like that,
you're going to remember every minute, right? Yeah.
I'm telling you, it stood out to me. I'm going to let it slide this time. But if Cake starts talking about, you know,
pummeling Roosie in the head with a rock,
joining a cult in college, I'm going to call him out on it. All right. He can't be left on all my good stories.
That's such a Peterman bit. So when he said that, like, what was your reaction? Did you immediately know that's your story?
Yes. I was stunned.
Drab had to hurry up and claim that story is his. And he looked right at me and says, "That's my story."
Yeah. I told Valdez, "That's my story. He's left in a drab."
That's crazy.
I know.
Cakes has his own original material.
He's
got to double down now and do the ice cream bit with his wife.
Maybe, yeah. If he does the ice cream bit with his wife, I will share the story with him. But I don't think he will, and I don't think he ever has.
Would you ever do it again?
By the way, do you think Cakes has ever used food in the bedroom?
No.
No. Cakes is a one-position guy.
Cakes is a man of routine.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Lovable person, lovely couple.
You know what?
JP and Jess with the sex swing. All right?
You know what crazy sex is for Cakes?
What's that?
Leaving the light on.
You know, I can't hate on that. I don't do that either. That light comes off so fast, or the shirt stays on.
Hey, let me ask you a question. Did you put carrot cake ice cream on your tits?
You're such a dick. All right. Hey, that's a good way to end the show. Thank you guys for listening this week. Remember, check out magnoliaadmissions.com. They're going to help you out on the college and law school application process. So talk to Dave, great P1 of the Junkies and Bit Season. That's magnoliaadmissions.com, and you will get a Bit Season listener discount. Next week, massive week on the Junkies. Valdez is back. I'm here, EB and Jason. And then, of course, on Thursday,
the Christmas show,
the Junkies holiday drinking show.
Can't wait.
Thursday, it's going to be awesome.
P1 Super Bowl.
The Christmas extravaganza.
Okay, the Christmas extravaganza. We will be doing a wrap-up show right after the Junkies on Thursday. So make sure you stay tuned for that as well. All right, guys, have a great weekend.
See ya.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.